This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. As the author of two books about Walmart, Nelson Lichtenstein has learned that there are some things about the company that are virtual certainties.
Almost every time Walmart wants to put a super center, that is a grocery and soft goods operation in a town or city, there's a coalition that opposes it.
And Roner Park is no exception, where the Living Wage Coalition and others will be out in force before the city's planning commission this evening to voice their objections to Walmart's plans to expand their existing store into a larger super center. But Lichtenstein, a history professor who directs the Center for the Study of Work, Labor, and Democracy at UC Santa Barbara, warns that the city has some strong economic incentives to allow the expansion. Chief among them is the legacy of Proposition 13, which has left sales taxes as the primary revenue source for local government.
A $150 million a year supercenter will generate maybe $2 million in sales tax revenue that'll go to the city, maybe $1.5 million. So that's a lot for a small city. The playing field has been tilted in Walmart's favor as a result of the larger structure of taxation.
In his most recent book, The Retail Revolution, Lichtenstein somewhat admiringly charts the technological innovations that propelled the regional retailer into a position of international dominance. But he is equally critical of the restrictive labor practices that Walmart has systematically employed.
Paying basically a dollar or so above the minimum wage, fighting unions, of course, and also having fairly skimpy health benefits. It's one thing if your local store does that. It's another thing if a company with 1.4 million workers in the United States is doing that.
These are issues that have mobilized widespread opposition to Walmart's attempts to move into coastal California and other urban centers, Lichtenstein notes, including Santa Rosa and now Roner Park.
The resistance to Walmart is the same in this community as in many, many others. That is, it's a way of saying, we welcome you if you're willing to play by the rules, not violate the law, and are willing to provide living wages and good health benefits for the people who will be employed there. Because if you don't, you'll be downward pressure on the wages and health benefits of people who already are employed here.
But his extensive study of the company leaves Lichtenstein firmly convinced that Walmart will be no more willing to compromise here than it has been anywhere else.
From Walmart's point of view, they're fearful that if they make any concessions to local political coalitions in, say, Chicago or Los Angeles, that this will generate a wave of demands on the company in metropolitan areas to raise wages and have better benefits, and that will reduce what they view as their competitive advantage.
While Walmart does pay a comparable starting wage to other local retailers, Lichtenstein observes there are few opportunities for those workers to advance. Instead, the company generally hires people with scant interest in charting a career path.
They want to hire marginal workers, teenagers, part-time mothers, people who are retired. That's who they want to hire. And I think that's very deleterious for a firm which is at the very center of the American economy.
The Walmart issue comes before the Roner Park Planning Commission this evening at 7 p.m. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.